It is a very great pleasure to introduce to you the last surviving family member of Gustav Mahler, his granddaughter, who has been very, very generous to come here tonight, and I've asked her to say a few words to this very passionate Mahler audience.
Can I give you that? Then I need to talk. So, good evening. It's very moving for me to be here. And there's very little that I can say to you that the music will not say, but I'm very happy, thanks to Ben, to be able to speak to you for a very short moment of what I want to call the network of the possible and how we have to keep it alive, and of concepts like this orchestra, such as things that I am putting together, the songs of the earth, what I call Mahler Beyond, so beyond the concert hall into new venues. Mahler and Lewitt, which is something I formed in Spoleto, which is a series of residencies for all the arts for young people, such as the impressive and exciting MIT Media Lab, which the composer Todd Machover, who's here this evening, has shared with me recently in this beautiful city. I am really discovering for the first time, because I haven't been in America for a very long time, though I did grow up from age 7 in California, went to boarding school in Ojai Valley. So there are so many other things, these concepts, which become reality above all the odds, like this orchestra, which is very devoted through Ben to Mahler in particular, and music in general, the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, the youth orchestra created by Ben and those he's inspired, is a part of this wider framework of far-reaching endeavors, each one created out of ideas so strong they must and do become reality. These realities are now needed more than ever. A movement of the possible, we could call it, linking all those who experience the powerful insistence of the creative impulse, prime mover on the seductive but precarious journey from the impossible to the possible. And then the matter of the heart, which is sometimes sleeping. Tonight, when my grandfather's Resurrection Symphony is played, it will be a powerful moment, an awakening, a recall perhaps, to the essence and meaning of our lives, to what is happening in the world around us, and how we are implicated. How do we really feel about it all? And how will we, each of us, experience it and live it into our futures? These few words have always moved me, which are taken from the manifesto of the first ever Mahler Fest in Amsterdam in 1920. Written in honor and memory of Mahler. The task of music, and I always think of it as all the arts, in times to come, must be to heal the broken spiritual bridges between the peoples. How many children in our world have recently been killed in avoidable strife? Children who are our future. So let us think tonight of them as we listen. The music will not let us forget them and will sound for them in their honor and will ring out in their memory as their resurrection. I leave you to the beauty of this evening, and thank you.